A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's first business and personal finance station. And in Career 360, we look at the manpower and labour landscape here and also your career plus lifelong learning. And what best way to learn than to speak to somebody who has a thriving career? We're speaking to Sagar Mehta, who is co-founder and director of third-generation family-run business Infinity Jewels. Sagar, thanks for coming today.
Thank you, Harvey. Thank you for having me here.
I was just saying I want to dive straight into the personal, if I may. Having just met you, though, why did you decide to jump into the family business, so to speak? I mean, you're a young bloke. You were educated abroad. Didn't you want to sort of venture out on your own as a start?
Harvey, I've always had a passion for entrepreneurship. I've always had a passion for starting my own business. And I don't think I'm doing anything different right now, because what we have done is we have diversified the family business. And we went into something that is retail. So it is starting our own business, but of course with the support and resources that my father has built over the last 35 years, 36 years.
Briefly talk us through then the industry that you're in. For the neophytes, we just know the sparkling, pretty things, right? Infinity Jewels is part of the gem industry.
So the gem industry is actually a very unique industry. You know, it's the smallest pieces that has the highest values. The gem industry in general has plenty of gemstones that are in the market today. You know, you have what we specialize in is diamonds, but you have rubies, you have emeralds, you have semi-precious gemstones. So there's a very wide range of gemstones that people can dive into and have on, for the personal level.
Where does Infinity Jewels lie in the chain of the gem industry?
So Infinity Jewels actually specializes mainly in diamonds, and more of a niche is actually color diamonds. So Infinity Jewels is more of the retail brand, but that has the support of Diastar Private Limited, which was started by my father in 1982. Diastar Private Limited actually are diamond manufacturers and dealers of special white diamonds and color diamonds that has been supplied to many of the retail brands you see in Southeast Asia.
If I could get distracted, what other sort of colors are there for diamonds? I know of pink.
There are a wide range of colors. There are pink, there are blue, there are purple, there are green, there are yellow, there are black, there are brown.
Say if it's a blue diamond, isn't it then just a sapphire? If it's green, isn't it then just...
emerald?
Yes.
No, because the diamond formation and the way the diamond is cut is very different. Individuals who are seasonal buyers of diamonds will be easily be able to tell the difference between a colored diamond and a emerald, for example, because in a diamond, there are a lot more facets. So there are a lot more sparkles that come from a diamond. So it's very easily different. You can differentiate.
Looks like you're going to have to talk us through it. What about the four C's of it that we often hear about in terms of diamonds? And how does a colored diamond come into play? Do those four C's still apply?
Yes and no. So the four C's do apply, as you would see in a white diamond. There is the color, there is the carat weight, there is the cutting, and there's the clarity. But the importance of each four C of the C's is differentiates. When it comes to a color diamond, 90% of the value of a color diamond is the color.
Okay.
The clarity does not have as much of a pull for in terms of the price compared to for a white diamond. When it comes to a white diamond, you're seeing the inclusions, you're seeing the cutting because it's a pure, it's a transparent white diamond. So the importance of all the other variables come into play. But when it comes to a color diamond, it's all about appreciating the beautiful color.
The clarity, though, just so it's not murky when you look at it, mm-hmm. is a layman's term how you would describe it?
How I would describe it is basically the amount of inclusions that is visible in a diamond.
Okay, so of a bubble...
A bubble
would not be good.
A bubble would not be good.
Okay.
Definitely.
How much has the industry changed, do you think, in the last couple of years or since you've been there?
The industry,
you know, beyond people's demands, I suppose, for different and new and unique things.
Yes, definitely. The industry has actually evolved in many, many ways, both on the industry side as well as on the retail side. What has really evolved the industry is technology. Technology has played a big part in both the manufacturing side In the past, what would happen is we would have man-made cutters. We would actually have individuals coming in and giving approximates on where we should cut the diamond from a rough to a polished diamond. Now what you have are machines. So we have machines that can actually give out the best quality diamond. And now we can go from giving a 70% of best cut diamonds to over 90%. So we can give to our clients best quality, best cutting, and ensure that they are happy with what they get.
So it's in the reverse of, say, other luxury products, because people always seem to search for the bespoke and the unique. That's why handcrafted is always a selling point, but not in the gemstone industry.
In the gemstone industry as well, it plays a big part. What Infinity
Jewels?
But
once you say machine cut, oh, you know, then it's just sort of a conveyor belt. Everyone will have the same one.
Ah, so here's the misconception. When I come to my jewelry manufacturing, that is all man-made. That is all, I mean, not man-made, but that is all
handcrafted.
When it comes to diamond manufacturing, that is used for machines. We are actually cutting the raw materials. But when we're making into bespoke fine jewelry, that is all handmade.
Right.
As that is all customized to an individual's needs.
How has Infinity Jewels kept up with the times then?
Infinity Jewels has always evolved, is always looking for new technology and new inspirations in creating our designs, giving better services to our clients, and help actually understanding the client's requirements and needs beyond just the selling point of a jewelry piece or a fine diamond.
How do you do that, though, without becoming too invasive maybe and getting too personal? Of course, a conversation is necessary, say if someone's come to you and wants to buy a gift for a loved one.
So one thing that what Infinity Jewels focuses on is education. When we are educating our clients, it is more than just about selling. We want our clients to get a full understanding of what a diamond is. And when you're building such relationships, the relationship becomes stronger over time. It becomes more comfortable. So we get to understand our clients, what they require, when they require certain things, beyond just the piece itself. We get to understand. For example, a client has come to me saying that it's my 50th anniversary that is coming up next year. So in that aspect, we try to have an understanding that, you know, let's try to come up with something closer to the time that they would appreciate, and we have some time to think over it. So it really gives that bit us the time and the comfort level with our clients.
The Singapore government's always talking about hunting in packs for smaller companies and enterprises anyway. How is Infinity Jewels doing this? Were there ever apprehensions about, say, partnering other luxury companies and brands?
So we do a lot of these collaborations. And I think it really helps the industry. It gives people the confidence to come in for the event, because these events are all about giving the client some appreciation, giving them some enjoyment, giving them an event to remember. It's nothing to do with sales, but it's more to do with giving them the experience.
Talk to us about emerging trends in the fine jewelry market. It feels as though a necklace is a necklace, a ring is a ring, earrings are earrings.
So what actually evolves are the type of stones you use in the pieces. For example, you know, if you look 15 years ago, what was trending was those classic white diamond rings or earrings that, you know, it's a safe thing for people to wear. Today, you know, you can use different gemstones. You can have one side being a stud, one side being an ear cuff. You're wearing, you know, a ring that is attached to a bracelet. You can have a necklace that can be worn in three different ways. So there's a lot of different trends and a lot of different ways that you can use either gemstones or creativity of designs to have a variety of different pieces within one actual making of a piece.
How does Infinity Jewels keep up with trends, though?
So our creative directors, which are actually, this is a family-run business, it's actually the full family is involved. So our creative directors are actually my wife and my sister-in-law. And my mom is actually our brand ambassador. So the wives actually go out and, you know, use inspirations of nature, keep seeing the latest trends that people are liking, not in just terms of jewelry, but in terms of clothes, fashion, understanding the requirements that people need over time. And I think that helps us keep on our toes and understanding the different requirements and trends.
Sagar, let's head back a bit and talk about misconceptions about gems and precious stones. Earlier, we touched on how a colored diamond is not, say, an emerald if it were green. A blue one is not, say, a sapphire. What other things have people often misconceived when it comes to diamonds and precious stones?
I would say one of the biggest misconceptions is that individuals think that diamonds are not an investment. In fact, diamonds can be a great investment, especially colored diamonds. When I'm talking about diamonds, it's more on colored diamonds. Pink diamonds over the last 5 years have doubled in price. Think of colored diamonds as like prime real estate properties where, you know, it's long-term growth and there's good ROI over long term. So colored diamonds is very similar. Pink diamonds, blue diamonds, purple, green. These are some of the rarest colors because only about 2% of the entire world's diamonds are a color diamond. So that's a very rare piece of the gemstones.
And when someone thinks about investing in, say, colored diamonds, do they need to buy it in a finished piece or just the diamond?
They can go either ways because diamonds do not depreciate. So what, in fact, we give our clients is that they select a piece from us. So they will select a pink diamond, for example, and we would give them and understand from them first what occasions they want to wear it for. So then we will come up with some bespoke creative designs for them that they will be very happy to wear. So at the same time, when you're wearing something beautiful, you're getting a perfect investment. The beautiful part about the jewelry industry is that we can always change designs. So for example, if someone has a necklace and they are bored of the necklace, say, I've been wearing it for 5-6 years now, I want to make another design. What we can do for them is we can actually melt the gold, use the diamonds, give them some other creative options, either as a necklace or in a form of ring, earring, or a set. So we can either create new designs for them, or if they're looking to sell one of the main piece, the centerpiece, which is a great investment, we can actually take out the piece from the jewelry piece and actually help them facilitate the sale.
Sagar, what's next up for Infinity Jewels? Your director there. World domination. I'm sure.
Well, I hope to be there one day. But Infinity Jewels is actually expanding into different markets. Right now, we are concentrating on expanding into Hong Kong. We're going to be opening a new showroom over there. The same concept as our Singapore, where it's more of a private by appointment only showroom. So we are expanding into Indonesia, Hong Kong, Thailand, as well as Dubai.
How were these markets picked?
These markets were picked mainly because of my father's experience and operations in these markets over the last 36 years. Hong Kong, we've been, you know, doing, we have an office in Hong Kong. We have our manufacturing unit in Hong Kong for our jewelry. All of our jewelry is manufactured in Hong Kong. So we have a very comfortable of the market. We're very comfortable of how Hong Kong operates. So we have opened an office and opening a showroom there. Indonesia as well. My father has been operating there for over 36 years.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Sagar. When you proposed to your wife, how large was the diamond?
Well, we have to start small, otherwise the expectations go too high. So I started with a top quality and a good color and a sizable piece that she's happy with. Good man.
Sagar Mehta is co-founder and director of third-generation family-run business Infinity Jewels. You can check them out at infinityjewels.com.sg. That's I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I jewels.com.sg. Sagar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.